弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处在提撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
First, Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
提撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们来念两段。
We will read two passages here.
第二章的第一节到第四节
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
弟兄们，人到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我的名书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易的动心，也不要惊慌。人不拘用什么方式，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事。必定有的那一个日子，那就是主耶稣来的日子，也是我们到他那里去聚集的日子，也是教会被提的日子。所以这里说，因为那日子以前一定有一件事要发生的，所以这件事没有发生，你不要相信主已经来了，已经来过了，甚至有人说你不要相信。
Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of the Lord had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first,And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. That day is the day when the church is raptured. That day is the day when we are gathered together to him. And that day is the day that the coming of our Lord. When people might say that the day has passed already, don't you ever believe that? Because this one thing, apostasy and the appearance of the Man of sin have to appear first.
这里我要特别提一提的，因为有些人在这里翻译说，因为那日子，有人翻译的这个，比如说 King James Version， 他的翻译是 The Day of Christ， The Day of the Christ， 然后呢，其他的一本呢，一般的都是。翻译为 The Day of the Lord， 一个是 The Day of the Christ， 一个是 The Day of the Lord， 这里有一些不一样啊，等会我来解释。
I just want to point out one thing that most of the Bible versions say the Day of the Lord, except King James Version. It says the Day of Christ. There is a bit a difference here, which I will elaborate more later on.
好，我们继续来念第四节。
Now we'll continue with verse 4.
这位的基督是谁呢？他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至于坐在神的殿里，自称是神的。
Now who is this Antichrist?He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
好，我们继续来看第八节。
Now we drop down to verse 8.
那时，这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。主耶稣要用他的 口中的气灭绝它，用降临的荣光废掉它。
Verse 8, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Note that the Lord will consume the Antichrist with the breath of his mouth and also the brightness of his coming.
第九节,
Verse 9,
这不法的人来是照着撒旦的运动行各样的异能。神界一切虚假的启示。
The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders.
第十节
Verse 10.
并且在那承认的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受爱真理的心是他们得救，弟兄姊妹特别注意这两个字，是他们得救。所以在这个时候还有人可以得救的，对不对？这里证明一件事，教会还在地上，圣灵还在地上，所以还可以有人得救的。
Verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. I just caution you to note this, that they might be saved. It tells us that at this time the church is still on earth and they still have the opportunity to be saved.
但是在这个时候，因着敌基督能够行各样的神迹奇事，所以有很多的人，他们不领受爱真理的心，是他们得救。
But because Antichrist is able to perform all the signs and wonders, therefore, some people who do not want to receive this love of the truth so that they might be saved.
故此神就给他们一个身法错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。所以在这个时候还有人得救，还有很多人不相信的，他们要被定罪。定罪就是让主耶稣来的时候审判他们，一千年以后审判他们的意思。
For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So it tells us that at this time, some people could still be saved, but they did not receive the love of the truth. So after 1,000 years, the all of them will be condemned by Christ.
啊，最后一段我想我就不念了。最后一段就保罗在这种情况的底下，就是要让神的儿女能够坚固，能够持定这个真正的这个道，对不对？这个我想这一段就是保罗再次的勉励，我们处在这样一个时代中的时候，我们应当有怎么样一个态度来对待这样一个时代。
So last passage which I will skip is what Paul is trying to encourage the brethren there, that in that kind of environment, in that kind of days, how they should be established, be encouraged to be able to know how to walk then.
这里十四节说，神借着我们所传的福音召你们到这个地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光，就是那个得着主耶稣基督的荣耀啊！这句话来勉励他们，坚固他们的信心。
So, as in verse 14, Paul says that to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is using this verse to encourage, to strengthen all the brethren there.
好，我们再来念一处启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
这里有五次提到一千年。
And here we see five times 1,000 years is mentioned.
不过今天也有很多弟兄姊妹也很奇怪，他们说没有千年国度的。一讲到千年国度，有千年前的说法，也有千年后的说法， 也有人说根本就没有千禧年的，但是这里给我们看见很清楚的五次提到一千年，对不对？
We know some people advocate pre-millennium, others post-millennium. Even some people would say, which is strange to me, that there are no millennium kingdoms here. But here in this chapter 20, we could see that five references about this millennium kingdom have been mentioned.
好，我想前面一段我们就不念了，我们从第四节来念。
We will skip the first part, but start with verse 4.
这个第四节。
Verse 4.
前面就讲到撒旦到了那时候要被捆绑丢在无底坑里面一千年，就是主来的时候，对不对？
In the first three verses we read that when the Lord comes Satan will be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
好，第四节。
Now verse 4.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣作见证，为耶稣作见证，并为神指道被斩的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽和兽像的，也没有在额上、手上受过印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王。一千年，这里特别提到一般人，那就是在第一次复活里面的特别提到的一般人啊。这般人就是在大灾难中间经过敌基督的一个时代，他们是被斩的、被殉道的一批人。所以你看呢，这批人是谁？当然就是教会在地上要经过这样一个试炼，有些刚强的、忠心的，他们就被敌基督也神的所允许的被杀的这些灵魂。
Verse 4 tells us a specific sect of people in the first resurrection, and who are they? And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witnessand to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the group of people, the church, who have been through the great tribulation, but they have not yielded to the Antichrist, even to the point that they were beheaded, and then they came to life.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
这是头一次的复活。
This is the first resurrection.
基督死人还没有复活，要等到一千年完了，在第一次复活的人有复了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，与基督一同作王一千年。
The rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has a part in this first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power.But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years.
好，我想这里等会我们再来交通那个复活了，到底有几次？这里说第一次复活，第二次就是那一些在阴间里面的，他们都要复活，对不对？很清楚的，两次复活，一次是全教会的被提，这是很清楚的，这是第一次。当然这里特别的提到那一些殉道的，对不对？他们要得到奖赏，他们要得到冠冕，不错，他们是得胜的一般人。但是呢，是不是就是这一般人第一次复活呢？因为第一次复活就是一次复活嘛，当然还包括许许多多的全教会的一起复活，这是很清楚的。
it's very clear to me. Here it says that the first resurrection, and we'll read about the second resurrection later on. In this first resurrection, those who are overcomers will be brought back to life. But also there are all other brothers in the church. They will also be brought back to life through the resurrection. And the second resurrection is for those people who have been held in Hades. And during the second resurrection, they will also come to life.
好，我想若是你去看哥林多前书十五章讲到复活，同这里对照一下，完全是一样，就是两次复活。当然，主耶稣基督是初熟的果子，他复活，他是首先从死里复活的，所以我们今天也能复活嘛，对不对？所以接下来呢，就是属基督的人，他们都要复活。最后呢，一千年以后，还有一批一批更多的人要复活，那就是不信耶稣的、不听从福音的、被定罪的这一班人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the passage matches so well with the passage we just read here, because there we read that Jesus Christ is the first fruit, and after that are those who are of Christ, and after that will be those that who did not believe in Jesus Christ, who are condemned, who will also be brought to life. So here we see the order of the resurrection.
好，最后我们还要看一段，今天念的经文比较多。
And we will read more passages here.
启示录。
That's Revelation again.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们看一段，就是最后第七封书信给老底家教会的。
Chapter 3, the last epistle given to the seven churches, to the Laodicean church.
我想前一段我们就不念，我们都知道这一段我们很熟的。
I will skip the first part of this passage, which we all know very well.
十六节。
Start with verse 16.
你既如温水，也不冷，也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我们这段就不念了，我们都很熟的。然后我们念第十九节。
Verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And the following two verses, I think we know them well. So I'm gonna skip them and come down to verse 19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就要责备。我要管教他，所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。看哪、看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有人听见我声音的，就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我，一同的坐席。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
我所疼爱的，我就要责备、管教。这什么时候啊？今世，今世，对不对？他没有讲到来世，这一定的，这个管教，这个责备。就是现在的，要叫他们悔改，悔改做什么呢？到那时候你们就把门开了，这叫悔改。这个门只有一个锁在里头的，反锁的，外面没有这个 handle 的。我不能，这意思说主耶稣说我不能夺门进来，因为没有一个东西叫我能够进来的。所以你们要悔改，就是你们自己愿意把这个门打开。从里面打开，我不会的破门而入，对不对？我想这叫悔改，那么我就进到你们那里，我要与你们一同的坐席，一起享受，我要与你们，你们要与我们，与我。
As many as I love, I rebuke and hasten. This speaks of the present life. It does not speak the age to come. It's like inside a room, it's locked inside, and Lord is standing outside of the door. The Lord would not break through the door to come in. You have to repent, open the door, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Then He will dine with you and you with Him.
因为你们都是我所疼爱的，是我的心肝宝贝啊！这个疼爱用得非常好，对，不但是爱，是疼爱的。教会是神所疼爱的，每一个神的儿女都是他最心肝宝贝的啊！所以他在那里要我们悔改，所以他那里要责备我们，管教我们。
Church is the very love and treasure of our Christ's heart.So here, as many as I love, it shows the affection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He loves us so much, He will chasten us and He will discipline us.
好，二十一节。
Verse 21.
得胜的，得胜的，在这里呼叫得胜的，我要使他在我的宝座上与我同住。就如我得了圣在父的宝座上与他同坐一般圣灵向着众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听这些话也是对着我们今天这个教会啊说的话今天我就要管教你要管教你要责备你因为你是我所疼爱的我不会放过你的我一定要叫你成为一个得胜的弟兄姊妹听这句话我今天就要叫你成为一个得胜的不是将来的是现在的我有办法我有智慧我有能力我有耐心我有爱心一定叫你回转过来把门打开让我进来
Our Lord has wisdom has power has patience He willrebuke us and he will chasten us so that we will return to him and we will repent and we will open the door and let him in. Brothers and sisters, it happens in this present time. So verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne and as I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So the same verse speaks this to us all, since we are his darling, and he will conform us to him, to allow us to repent.
好，我们低头。
Now, let's bow our heads. And
父神，我们敬拜、赞美、感谢你。
Father God, we worship and we praise and we thank you.
我们应当敬畏你，把荣耀都归给你。
We should fear you and give all the glory to you.
我们应当敬拜那造天地海和众水千渊的神。
We should worship the God who creates the heaven, the earth, the sea, and also the springs of waters.
也是爱我们、拯救我们的救赎主。
The same one who so loves us to redeem us, our Savior.
我们感谢你，你从用大能的手在天上把我们从深坑淤泥中把我们提拔上来。
Lord, we thank you through your mighty hands, you have lifted us up from the miry clay and the pit of destruction.
叫我们今天能够站在这块稳固拯救的磐石上面。
So today we stand upon this steadfast and this solid rock.
让我们能够昂首高过四面的仇敌四面的艰难和困苦
so that we could lift up our heads above all the enemies above all the afflictions and hardships
主我们感谢你
Lord we give thanks to you
你是首先的你是幕后的你是存活的
You're the first you're the last you're the living one
主你成为我们死过现在你又活了你要活到永永远远
Lord, you were dead, but behold, you are alive, and you will live forever and ever.
你掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You hold the keys to Hades and death.
主，我们赞美你，敬拜你。
Lord, we praise you and worship you.
主，你今天早晨要在清静灵中间显为圣。
Lord, this morning, you will be regarded holy among those who draw near to you. You will be glorified before all men.
主, 你是配的, 珍贵, 荣耀, 权柄,
Worthy are you to receive all the wisdom, power, glory, and honor.
我们就把珍贵荣耀归给那不能看见,不能朽坏,永世的君王,独一的真神。
So we give all the glory and honor to the one, to the living true God, who is eternal, invisible, immortal.
主, 这是你的日子。
Lord, today is your day.
主啊, 你要叫我们欢喜快乐。
Make us joyful and rejoice.
不但叫我们欢喜快乐, 我们也为之而侍奉。
Not only are we glad and rejoice, but also we will rejoice in trembling, we will serve with fear. Give this heart to all of your children. Lord, you are in our midst. And lead this meeting. From the very beginning to the very end. Lord, you are enthroned in the midst of us.
在我们中间掌权,
and taken the power and reign among us.
把你的仆人翻译, 众圣徒,
Bring all the brothers and sisters and the speaker and also the translator
主啊,
before you.
愿你与我们的灵同在。
Lord, be with our spirit. And quicken our spirit. So that our spirit will be strong. So our spirit will become lively. Especially your speaker and your translator, how much they need you. Oh, we need your grace be poured upon our hearts.
主我们等候你,
Lord, we wait for you and hope in you.
向我们说话,
Speak to us.
主恩膏厚厚地浇灌我们,
your anointing heavily being poured upon us.
不但, 你的仆人需要, 你的使女需要, 所有的你的儿女都需要你的膏油,
Not only your servant and also your translator, even all the brothers and sisters need your anointing to apply to our ears.
主啊,
oh Lord, release our spirit. We wait for you. To you be all the glory. We ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹,感谢主, 这是我第五讲。
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord that this is my fifth sharing with you.
放脚的头块石头,
the chief cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹,还记得我第四讲上个月我同弟兄姊妹交通的。
Beloved, I hope you still recall what I shared with you the last time in the fourth sharing.
因为到最后时间好像不够了,我有点仓促的,没有真正的把这些意义讲得清楚。
Because toward the very end, I was rushing through, so I did not really clearly make known to you the very content of my sharing.
弟兄姊妹,还记得我最后讲到三个荣耀。
Beloved, do you recall that the three glories I mentioned at the end of the fellowship?
神呼召我们,争取我们最终的目的,要叫我们这般神的儿女,他所疼爱的,我们都能够得到这个三方面的那个荣耀。
God has called us, has saved us, and all of us who are so loved by Him, in the end, He wants all of us to obtain three aspects of the glory.
这三方面的荣耀都包含在诗篇118篇的里面的八个方面，再加上诗篇118篇的两个方面，一共十个方面，是基督的所赐的，基督所有的都要成为我们所赐的，我们所有的。
All the three aspects of the glory are included in Psalm 118, which has two aspects of Christ, and also in Psalm 110, which has eight aspects of Christ. And in the end, what he is will become what we are. What he has will become what we have.
弟兄姊妹，想到这里，我们真是要感恩。
So, beloved, as we think of this, we really should be grateful.
你知道希伯来书第二章讲到我们的主耶稣因受死的苦，得到了珍贵荣耀为冠冕，对不对？他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
We know that in Hebrews 2 that our Lord Jesus was crowned with honor and glory for the suffering of death. And for the grace of God, he has tasted death for all of us.
你看看主耶稣怎么得到珍贵荣耀为冠冕的，经过死，为人人尝了那个死味。
See how the Lord is crowned with glory and honor. It is through his suffering. He has tasted through death. And now he has received all this.
为什么他在克西马尼园三次的求父说，若是能行的话，求你把这个杯撤去。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, three times he cried vehemently to the Lord that,If possible, remove this cup away from me.
我想这个杯就是神愤怒的杯。
And this cup, I believe, is the cup of wrath of God.
这是一个苦杯。
A cup of bitterness.
这个苦杯就是死亡。
And which is death.
这个死就是第二次地狱的永远的灭亡的那个死。
And it's also the second death, the everlasting perdition of hell.
主耶稣的一生，特别是最后在十字架上，不但肉身受苦、受痛苦，更是他的灵受到极大的痛苦，就是与神暂时的交通断了。
Throughout the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially toward the end on the cross, that not only physically he suffers, but also spiritually he agonizes because this is the severance of the fellowship with his father.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的神的儿子因着受这样的苦难，他才得到这样的珍贵和荣耀的。
The Son of God, because he has endured such sufferings, that he is now crowned with glory and honor.
但是我们呢？
But what about us?
我刚刚讲到，你去看诗篇一百一十八篇，十个方面，包括三方面的极大的荣耀，今天都要成为我们的。
As I mentioned that, in Psalm 110 and 108, all the 10 aspects of Christ are included, and all this.Glory today have become ours.
我们受了多少苦?
Now, how much suffering have we been through?
都是恩典。
How this is for a grace from
him. 我们感谢主，所以我用了诗篇二十一篇，大卫的诗篇。你看看，因着你的救恩，我们大的荣耀。
And I thank the Lord. So I use Psalm 21 as David says that.In your salvation, we have great glory.
你把金金的头盔戴在我们的头上。
And you have set the crown of pure gold on our heads.
哎呀，我们看见我们因着所得的救恩，有何等大的荣耀！你把你的珍贵威严都加在我们的身上。
Because this is salvation, what a tremendous glory we have that you have placed upon us splendor and majesty.
你把基督所赐的所有的都让我们今天得到了。
Today we have obtained what Christ is and what he possesses.
感谢神，这是他的丰盛的怜悯，丰盛的恩典，是他的大爱。以弗所第二章讲得很清。
We thank God that this is all because of the riches of his mercy and because of the multitude of his love.
因着他丰盛的怜悯，爱我们的大爱，当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，他叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He is rich in mercy, and because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we are dead in trespasses, he made us alive and he raised us up together. And today he has made us sit together in the heavenly places with him.
弟兄姊妹，第一个荣耀我已经讲过，弟兄姊妹应该记得，第一个荣耀就是主来的时候，主来的时候，号筒末次吹响的时候，还有天使长的声音，还有呼叫的声音，在基督里死了的人都要复活，活着的人都要一同被提在云中，在空中与我们的主相遇，这样我们要与主永永远远在一起。Forever and ever with the Lord.
I hope you remember the first glory that we have happens when the Lord comes, when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the last trumpet, and all of us will be changed and will be taken up together with the Lord in the cloud and meet him in the air, and we will be with him forever and ever.
把这句话牢牢地记在心里，永远不分开了。
Remember,
从一来把我们一提，在云中空中与他相遇，我们就永远在一起。不会的，到那时候又把你放在另外一个地方。
Referring,
对不对？你有没有这个信心啊？我有这个信心。
Remember this firmly in your heart when the Lord comes, that we will all be brought together in the clouds, in the air, to be with him forever and ever. He will not place you in another place. Do you have this faith? I do.
这个荣耀就是主来的那一个时候我们所得着的荣耀，我们要改变，我们要变化，就像主的形象一样。
This is the glory that we will have when he comes, that we will be changed, will be transformed just as our Lord is.
约翰一书第三章第一节的第二节，看哪，神向我们所赐的何等的慈爱，叫我们成为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，将来如何常未显现，若是主显现，我们必要像他，因为我们要见到他的那一个像，对不对？我们要亲眼看见他，我们要改变，就完全像他。
Because in 1 John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3 we read that what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. What will happen to us, it has not been revealed to us yet, but when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for because we shall see him as he is, we'll all be transformed, be conformed to his image.
我们要像他。
We'll be like him.
弟兄姊妹，我们要像他那个形象。
Beloved, we'll be like his image.
弟兄姊妹，我问你们一句。
Let me ask you this.
主耶稣有没有得胜？
Has our Lord overcome?
哎呀，我们看到启示录十七章说，羔羊必得胜。
Revelation,
他必得胜，和他一起得胜的就是那些蒙召被拣选的，他们也要得胜。感谢神，我们完全像他，不要忘了这一点很重要的一点，他是得胜的，你呢？你是失败的吗？你就不像他，对不对？这是一个荣耀中间的一个非常重要的部分，你怎么可以不得胜呢？
Remember this, since our Lord has overcome, then you will be like him, then how could you be a failure? Just as Revelation 17, the Lord will come and he will overcome, and together with him, those who are called, chosen, and faithful.
感谢神，你有没有这个信心？
We thank God, you have this faith.
打开哥林多前书第一章第八节，讲得非常的清楚。这里怎么讲的？他说，他能坚固我们道。在主耶稣显现的时候，我们可以无可责备。神是信实的，我们原是被他所造的，对不对？ 他是信实的，我们是被他所造的，所以到了那一天，我们一定与主耶稣基督在一切上，我们都一起的有份，有份。他所失的，他所有的，也成了我们所失的，所有所有的，坚固你们。他能，不是我们能。
When the day we see him, he is able to conform us to him in every aspect. Now, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. He will also confirm you to the end that you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, what he is will become what we are, and what he has will also become what we have.
哎呀，这里我又想到创世纪的第十七章亚伯拉罕的故事。我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。亚伯拉罕那时候是一个失败的时候，对不对？他生了以实玛利，他86岁了。哎呀，13年的时候，神没有向他显现，但是感谢神，到了十七章。他99岁了，神还是他的向他显现。我们都是他所疼爱的儿女啊！13年就是一个责备啊，是一个管教啊！13年见不到神的面，你看看他有多少的痛苦啊，对不对？但是感谢神的怜悯，他的慈爱，我们看见神又向他显现了。怎么对他讲？亚伯拉罕啊，我是全能的。
And here I recall that Genesis 17, the story of Abraham. Since we are all descendants of Abraham, at that time, Abraham was actually a failure. For 13 years, God did not speak to him. And then after 13 years, when Abraham was 99 years old, God again spoke to him. And even though the 13 years God did not speak to him, God was chastening, rebuking him, but again that God turned him around and speak to him and tell him that he shall walk before him, be blameless.
我是全能的，你当在我面前做什么？做一个完全人，我们要完全像天父完全一样，你能吗？哎呀，我们感谢主，我们一点都看我们自己一点信心都没有。到现在我还不像神，对不对？到今天我信主了有67年了，67年到今天了，我还不那么像神，我也没有真正感受我是得胜的，我有很多的失败在我身上，但是我读到了这些圣经，我很有信心，我不会做一个失败的。到最后，你是得胜的，我也是得胜的。你如何，我也像你完全一样。当我见到你面的时候。
I'm 67 years old now. Even now, I do not dare to say that I'm an overcomer. But I have this full assurance that when the Lord appears, that I will be like him. And this is why God says to Abraham, I am God the Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And he will transform us and make us blameless when we see him.
这是第一个荣耀，我们都知道了。
And this is the first glory, which we all come to know.
还有更高的一个荣耀，第二个荣耀。
And the second glory is even a higher.
我想这就是我第四讲的一个重点。
And this is the focus of my fourth sharing with you.
这里我就用了启示录的第11章15节，一直到第19节。
And there I use Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 to 19.
那就是牧师吹号筒吹响的时候。
That is at the sounding of the last trumpet.
我们知道启示录十章，我上次提到了，都成了，神奥秘的事都成了。
In chapter 10, Revelation, we read that the voice says that all is finished.
是的，我们一打开十一章，这个启示录十一章十五节，我们就看到世上的国成了，我主
我基督的国，他要做王，直到永远，都成了。
When you start with chapter 11, verse 15, we read that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will reign forever and ever. All is finished.
这是号角每次吹响的时候，我们都要被提了。
And also at this, the sounding of the last trumpet, all of us will be raptured.
但是我叫弟兄姊妹特别注意，这第一次号吹响，不只有这一件事把我们都被提了教会，对不对？还有五件事要发生的，世上的国成了我主，我基督的国，应该放在第六件事，一切都真的完全的成了。
I want to caution you that at the sounding of the last trumpet does not mean that we are being raptured and that's the end of it. Instead, that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ is the sixth event at the sounding of the last trumpet.
我们被提，第二件事，我们要受这基督的台前，我们要受审判。
The second thing after we're raptured is that we will all be standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
要得奖赏，
we will receive.
有些人要得奖赏，有些人要得冠冕，有些人呢，没有奖赏，没有冠冕。
Some will receive crown, others rewards, some others, none of those.
第三件事呢，
the
我们要参加羔羊的婚期，对不对？十九启示录十九章讲得很清楚，新妇已经预备好了，蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这是教会和基督要行婚礼。
And the third thing is that we will all attend the marriage of the Lamb because the bride is made herself ready, and to her will be granted to be arrayed this white linen and bright and clean. That is the union, the wedding between Christ and his church.
第四件事呢？
The fourth thing.
那就是我们讲的第二方面的那个大的荣耀。
The fourth thing is the second aspect of glory, which we just mentioned.
我已经讲了很多了，这个审判是一个荣耀，对不对？在诗篇149篇我特别用了，圣徒都有这样一个荣耀，你们要赞美耶和华。
Which I have talked about, that is the judgment, given to all the saints, just as in Psalm 114, all the saints shall praise the Lord because they are given the power, the authority to execute judgment.
启示录十九章讲得非常的清楚，那个骑白马的要带着他的众军，也是骑白马的，也是穿着洁白的细麻衣。刚刚十九章上面讲到婚礼的时候，他们都是穿着洁白的细麻衣，就是这一批人，也就是教会，同他一起来，最后的最后的那个审判。
As in Revelation 19, we read already, first is the marriage of the Lamb, and at the end of chapter 19, it says that the one who sat on the white horse, that's our Christ, and also all of us who follow him, we will also be clothed with white, fine linen, white and clean. We will follow him, we'll come together, and we will judge the world.
像犹大书都讲到这件事。
Even the book of Jude refers to this event.
这是第二个荣耀。
And this is the second glory all the saints have.
然后呢，我们就看到什么事发生了，神的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒，也是外邦人愤怒的时候到了，也是败坏那败坏世界人的时候也到了。我想这是到最后最后三年半大灾难的最后要结束的，可能最后的几个月吧。
And what happens next? Next is that all the nations were enraged, and also the wrath of the Lamb also came. And then this, I believeThis happens probably toward the very last, several months of the Great Tribulation.
我上次讲到，我们已经取在一个什么时代？不但是 last day， 我们已经取在 last hour 了。什么叫 last hour？ 就是那位的基督要彰显出来。
I mentioned last time that we are not only in the last days, but also in the last hours. When will the last hours appear? That's when the Antichrist appears.
当基督出现的时候，那就是最后一切的开始，一个一半啊，四十二个月，前面二十一个月，我想不是一个大灾难，是的，基督出来了，所有世界上那些动乱都给他摆平了，是一个非常安详平安的一个日子，繁荣富强的一个日子，那就是的基督掌权的时候，前那就是一切之内发生的事。
And when the Antichrist appears, that's the time when the world will become very peaceful. And for the 42 months which have been given to the Antichrist, the first 21 months will be fine. And all these things happened in that 1 week, in that 7 years. This is 1 week.
我们刚刚读了大义里非常的清楚
And as we read Daniel 9
我们看见他要用许多的人定盟约
He would confirm a covenant with many
我们知道这件事很快就要发生
And we are sure that this thing will happen soon
这里的他当然是指着敌基督
He means the Antichrist.
他同谁定那个约呢?
With whom he will make the covenant?
哦，你看中东你就知道，这个约就是同巴勒斯坦定的约，这个约就是同中东那些伊斯兰国家所定的约。
This covenant is a covenant he makes with all the countries, Islamic countries in Palestine.
我们知道去年这个 Donald Trump 宣布他说明年就是今年五月份这个领事馆美国的领事馆要从特拉维迁到耶路撒冷对不对就说明他们承认这个地方是属于以色列的不是属于巴勒斯坦的不是属于伊斯兰教的他们的
Last year Donald Trump announced thatin this past May that the embassy of Israel will be moved to Jerusalem no longer in Tel Aviv so that means that Donald Trump acknowledged that Israel is the country is being supported by America
所以今年五月份当真正的签到了已经成为事实了哎呀你看见这是伊斯兰的国家五十几个国家还有巴勒斯坦都出来严正的谴责美国和以色列对不对我这个消息你们都知道所以美国不能再做一个中立的国家以前都是美国同的他们那个拉大家这个拉拉手啊让他们大家和平相处啊现在呢他们不再承认美国能够作为中保了中间的人了因为他们的立场已经站在以色列那一边了
When this actually happened in last May then we know that America is no longer neutral America can no longer be the peacemaker to help both countries to shake hands to reconcile them bothSo all the Islamic countries, more than 50 countries of them, they strongly rebuked America because now America had made his stand clear. He now stands with Israel.
那么谁将来能够摆平中东的这些形势呢？就是敌基督。
Then who will be the one who settles all these matters?That will be the Antichrist.
我们看见圣殿要被建造起来，以色列允许他们在那里建造圣殿。
And we see that the Holy Temple will be rebuilt.
允许他们在那里献祭。
Antichrist will allow them to offer sacrifices.
允许他们敬拜耶和华神。
He will allow Israel to worship the Jehovah.
所以这里很清楚，这都是一切之内的事。但是这个一切之内，就是四十二个中间，这个前面的二十一个月过去了，你突然事情完全改变了。
All these things will happen in that 1 week, that 7 years, for the first 21 months. All these things will come to pass, but right after that, things will be changed.
那个心毁坏可真的要露出他的那个可恶可怕的那个怜悯，对不对？
The abomination of desolation at that time would reveal his fierce, gruesome face.
他要逼迫以色列人。
He will start persecuting Israelis.
不许他们在圣殿里面敬拜了。
He would not allow them to worship in the temple anymore.
他也逼迫教会，教会在地上。
At that time, the church is still on the earth, so he will also persecute the church.
你去看看，很多人说教会再提被提的，他们一切还没有来到，教会全体都被提了。
A lot of people believe that before the last week, all the church will be raptured.
我想这些都是很爱主的人，他们说的。
And this saying is from all those who love the Lord dearly.
但是有一班弟兄姊妹呢，他们啊觉得这个讲法不对，批判这样的讲法。
And another group does not agree with this saying.
所以我们刚刚念的《帖撒罗迦后书》第二章，我特别讲到 the day of Christ. 什么叫 day of Christ 呢？King James Version 翻译是 Day of Christ. Day of Christ 就是教会默默无声的被提了，全部都被提了，这叫 Day of the Christ.
In 2 Thessalonians, I just mentioned that some people believe it's the Day of Christ instead of the Day of the Lord. What is the Day of Christ? That is the whole church is being raptured quietly.
他们说主来的时候像宰一样，我上次解释过了，像没有人宰来做什么，都是偷好的东西嘛，教会是最宝贝的嘛，所以宰来就是默默无声的，都不知道嘛，把教会背弃了，并且是全体的人。
Because they believe the Lord comes as a thief. And why does the thief come? He comes to steal the good stuff of yours. So the whole church will be taken up quietly by the Lord.
哎呀，你可以想想，若是这些事发生的，哎呀，你想想，今天可能我们坐在中间的一百多人，可能呢，我不能说了，可能有二十个人还没得救的，啊，或者三十个是没有得救。这一天来了。大部分人都被提了，不见了。教会里再成了二十个人，他们是没有得救的，留下来的，对不对？可能一家的人在家里的，有些人是得救的，有些没得救的是，有些人得救是属于教会的。哎呀，突然家里又失去了，不见了好几个人，到哪里去了？到处去找，也是默默的被提了。哎呀，你看看路上的车子，可能一个车子里面坐了一家的人，有些人得救没得救的，开车的人可能是一个得救的，被提了。哎呀，车上你看路上都是车祸嘛，开车的人不见了嘛。哎呀，你看看想一想，这种局面会不会发生？
Could you imagine that scene? Say today we have about 100 people sitting here, and then maybe 20, 30 people have not believed in the Lord yet.And all of a sudden, the believers are raptured, and the others are left. Or in your family, some are believers, others are not. Or while you're driving a car, some are believers, some are not. And all of a sudden, some are gone, others are left. Just imagine the chaos. Would that happen?
因为我们知道 King James Version 的这个版本，他们是不主张完全教会背弃，再前背弃的，他们这主张有小部分，那就是得胜的，对不对？我们都只刚刚讲到得胜，他们再前背弃不经过灾难，所以他们是用 the day of Christ， 但是呢，他们说不，你去看帖撒罗迦后书第二章，这个明明不是 the day of Christ， 你们 King James Version 完全翻译的不对的。对不对？但是 King James Version 的观点呢，只有少部分人背，还有很多的人在地上啊，他们要经过试炼的，这是他们的，也是一些爱主的人的讲法。
And those who go for the Day of Christ, they believe that a small group of people, overcomers, will be taken up first. Others will be left. And then they coupled it with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So they say that when the Lord's rapture comes, that only a small group of people will be gone first. The others are still left on earth.
所以他们主张是被提有好几批。有一批呢，就是在大灾难、经过试炼、经过这些逼迫，哎呀，他们变成得胜的。然后呢，他们就被提了。最后呢，那就是全体的被提出来的时候。所以他们的主张，有些是讲三批，有些人讲四批。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你刚刚我已经提到了，那佛陀清清楚楚给我们看见，只有两批，一千年前，一千年后，对不对？
And some other people believe that raptures happen several times before the tribulation, and also there are those who overcome during the tribulation. They will be raptured, and then when the Lord returns, then that's the last rapture. But as I read to you before, it's clearly seen that raptures only happens twice. One is before the Lord comes, the other is when the Lord comes.
所以其他版本是翻译为 the day of the Lord. 为什么他们根据帖撒罗迦后书第二章看起，我们看见这是大灾难，敌基督已经出来了。这里时候我们看到有逼迫，对不对？然后有逼迫以色列人开始逼迫教会，开始他们也承认，因为有教会还有大部分人在地上，他们要经过这个试炼，对不对？
And other people,
所以他们说应该是翻译 the day of the Lord.
Those who believe it should be translated as the day of the Lord believe that, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that at that time the church is still on earth, the Antichrist appears, and all the brothers have to go through tribulation, and then the rapture would appear.
不错，我们刚刚讲到但以理书第九章，这是一切之半发生的事，对不对？这是一切之半，三年半过掉了，三年半后一半，那就是大灾难的开始。
As we read Daniel chapter 9, we know this tribulation happens in the last three and a half years of the last week, the last 7 years.
所以我们知道一切之内发生的事啊，一切之半发生了好几件事，对不对？他们要发怒，外邦人要发怒，哎呀，我们看见神也要发怒，然后呢，我们也看见那败坏世界的，那败坏世界的，他们要把他们败坏掉。我想这就是最后大灾难的末期。
And in the last three and a half years of the last week,so many things happened that we see that the nations were enraged, and the wrath of God came. And also, God will destroy those who corrupt the world, and also reward all His bondservants.
所以教会在地上受试炼，这是非常肯定。你看看启示录可以找到六章的圣经，七章的圣经都证明教会在地上。受逼迫,
you can find six or seven references in the Bible that during the tribulation, the church is still on earth. They have to go through the trial.
你去看看第十二章。
Read、
第十二章了。
Chapter 12。
你去看第十五节也好，第十节、十七节也好，都是讲到这些弟兄们胜过他是羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。这个弟兄们是谁呀？
Whether in verses 15 or 17 you read that brethren overcame them through the word of their testimony and also through the blood of the Lamb, who are these brethren?
到最后17节又讲到这些他们就是遵守主命令的和为耶稣基督做见证的这些人。
And verse 17 tells us that these people are those who obey the commandment, the word of the Lord. Who are these? Of course, these people are the church.
你到了13章，你又看到了这个最清楚了，对基督出来666。
对不对？他任凭他与什么人征战呢？与那些圣徒征战。圣徒是谁？不是教会是谁？
And also in chapter 13, you see the number 666, and it was granted to him to make war with the saints and overcome. Who are they? Of course, the church.
第九节又讲到圣徒的忍耐和信心，就是在此又提到圣徒。
And again, in verse 9, we read that the perseverance and the faith of the saints. So again, saints are mentioned to prove that the church is still on the earth.
若是你再去看14章、第17章，都清清楚楚的，羔羊必得胜，羔羊是万王之王，我刚刚也提到了，与他一起得胜的就是蒙召被拣选的，这都是在最后大灾难的最后的三年半所发生的事嘛。
And also, chapter 17, we read that the Lamb will overcome it together with him, those who are called, chosen, and faithful. And all these things happened in the last 3.5 years of the last 7 years during the Great Tribulation.
到了二十章，我们刚刚念过了。
Verse 20.
那些被没有拜敌基督的，有殉道的是谁呀？不是教会是谁？对不对？有些是为着神的道和主耶稣，为着遵守神的命令，为着主耶稣做见证的，他们被杀的灵魂都要复活，都是经过这样的大试炼。
And in chapter 20, who are those who do not worship the Antichrist, who are persecuted and who are beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and the word of God? All this is the church who has gone through the tribulation.
兄姊妹，这都是神所允许的，对我们有好处，对这教会有好处的。教会就因着这个试炼，我们所有的污点，所有的尘渣，我们都洁净了。羔羊预备好了，不是羔羊的气预备好了。感谢神，我们可以迎接我们的新郎来了。
God allows all this to happen to us because God wants to use this to purge us, to rid all the dross of us, to prepare us for our good, to make us ready for the bride for the Lamb.
今天也是一样。
So likewise, today,
你看看教会的福音怎么传出去的，是受到逼迫嘛，对不对？你去看使徒行传第一章第八节，主吩咐他们说，你们要等候在耶路撒冷，等候什么？圣灵降临，你们得着能力，就能够把这个福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地界。结果呢，他们有没有传出去？没有啊。
Likewise today, how is the gospel spread all over the world? In Acts chapter 1, we read that Lord Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit come upon them. Then they will preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the world. Did that happen? No, because at that time, they weren't persecuted.
你看，这是一章八节，你看八章一节盯到过来，八章一节你就看到，因为那个扫罗就是保罗大发热心逼迫教会嘛，这时候就有大的试炼，大的逼迫临到耶路撒冷的教会嘛，所有的门徒都分散了，只留了一些使徒们，因着这个大逼迫，感谢神，他们就把福音传到哪里了，就是用传到犹太全地、撒玛利亚。这样传出去了，他们都分散了嘛。
Until we come to chapter 8, verse 1, the reverse of the numbers, when at that time Saul, that's Paul, was so zealous to persecute all the churches, and that's the time when the gospel is sent out from Jerusalem to Judea as they ran away from Jerusalem and all the way toward the end of the earth.
所以感谢神，这是第二个荣耀，我们在其中，到最后我们不是到大灾难最后的，我们是到大灾难最后三年半的最后的可能几个月的时间，因为这个最后的这个一切之半嘛，还有 我们知道嘛，这个一共42个月嘛，还有21个月，可能是最后这几个月所发生的那个几件事，我们要与基督一同来。最后在断定国、亚沙包国，那就是哈密基督等的最后的大战，我们要与土族一起来拯救以色列人。我们已经多讲过了。
I thank the Lord that during the last several months of the last 3.5 years of the last 7 years the Lord will come and then he will go to the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of decisions, and that's the time the Armageddon war, and that's the time when the wrath of the Lamb has come upon the world. And then we thank the Lord. We, at that time, we are with Him already.
好，然后呢，一直到这个结局成了，刚刚念的但以理书啊第九章，最后他说，一直等到那个预定的结局，这个结局是什么？世上的国成了我主，我基督的国。
And then we come to chapter 9 of Daniel when we just read that all this will happen until the consummation, that is the complete destruction which is determined happens.
感谢主，第三个荣耀，最大的荣耀进国度，进国度，弟兄姊妹，你最大的荣耀就是进入国度，在国度在地上成就的时候，基督作王的时候，教会在哪里？教会在千年国度与基督一同作王一千年的时候。
And the greatest glory that Christians have, and that's the third glory we have, is that we will enter into the millennium kingdom when Christ comes to reign. And where would you be? You will be there with Him, ruling with Him.
假如到了那一天你不能进了神的国，你还有什么荣耀？
If on that day you're not allowed to enter the kingdom of God, what glory you have here?
所以提撒罗尼迦前书第二章在那里讲得非常清楚，你们行事为人要对得起，对得起那召你们进他的国的他荣耀的神。他召你们就是要召你们进他的国，能够得到这个荣耀。假如你不能进入主的国，也没有得到这个荣耀，你不是神所造的，我可以这样讲。
That's why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read that we shall walk worthy of Him who calls you into His glory and into His kingdom. I can firmly assure you that if you're not able to enter the kingdom of God by then, you are not called by Him, period.
我们感谢主，哥罗西书第一章一打开，感谢神。怎么样？他与众圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。这个基业什么？有些版本翻译就是 Kingdom of Light, 光明的国度。我们要得着这个基业。
In Colossians chapter 1, as you open your Bible, we read that we thank God. He has qualified us to be partakers of inheritance. What is the inheritance? Some versions said that He has qualified us to be partakers of the kingdom in the light.
接下来他又说，他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到哪里啊？迁到他爱子的国里。你现在在哪里啊？爱子的国里。
And then he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of the Son of His love. So where are you today? You are in His beloved Son's kingdom.
以弗所第二章，我再用几节。哎呀，太多了，太多了，坚固我们的信心。他怎么讲的？我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，我们是圣徒同国神家里的人。你是不是神家里的人？你是神家里的人，你就是与圣徒一同在这个国度里的人。
I have so many other references in order to establish your faith. For example, Ephesians 2, it says that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of His household. Are you members of his household? If so, you are in the kingdom.
哎呀，还有一句非常肯定的《希伯来书》第十二章，我已经用过了。我们既然得着了，既然已经得着了，那不能震动的国，我们就当感恩，应当照着神所喜欢的那个旨意来侍奉他，因为他是烈火。对不对？我们已经得着那不能震动，只有这个产业是不能震动的，就是他的国。你有没有得着？我相信有一天我们都要进入神的国，与他一同做祭司，与他一同做君王。
One more reference which is even more positive, that is in Hebrews 12, which I use already. We are receiving the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us have graceTo serve him acceptably in godly fear and in reverence. Now, have you received this kingdom? You have. And in the end, we will definitely enter into it.
最后
Lastly,
彼得后书第一章
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得怎么讲的？所以你们要格外的殷勤，使你们的恩召和拣选坚定不移。底下讲叫你们能够丰丰富富的进入主救主耶稣基督的那一个国。我们要丰丰富进去，这是神的旨意，不但叫我们得着神的国，要我们丰丰富富的能够得到奖赏，得到冠冕。到了那一天，我们虽然在神的国度里面，奖赏不一样，冠冕不一样，我们的权柄，我们管理的那个范围，我们都不一样，都不一样啊。
We are sure to enter the kingdom of God, even though our reward, our crown, and the realm of our government might be different, but we will all definitely be entering into the kingdom of God. Just as Peter says in 2 Peter, that be even more diligent to make your call and election sure and steadfast.That if you do this, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
若是你看启示录第一章、第五章、二十章，都讲到这个国度，都讲到这个祭司，这是我们今天是召我们。
And if you read Revelation 1:5-20, they all tell us clearly that we will enter his kingdom and we will become priests to our God.
So today we are in 实习, I've already talked about it. We are today suffering. Why are we suffering? 就是让我们能够真正的成为君王的那一个身份。感谢神，让我们成为真正的祭司，将来千年国度，我们能够来管理，我们来服侍立国万民。所以我们今天要受很多的苦，受很多的操练。感谢主，我们有个荣耀的盼望，在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，基督在我们心里成了荣耀的。
Today we are all in training, we are all suffering somehow, some way, and this is to prepare us for the kingdom to come, and we thank God that in that day that we will all become his priests, we will serve all the nations, and also this is our glory and honor, we all have it. Your head bow, please, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是信实的。
Lord, we give thanks to you for you are faithful. We are created by you. So that we will be partakers of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, today, even though we do have failures and weaknesses, and we are not like you completely yet, But Lord, you have perseverance, you have wisdom, you have power.
And
we believe that you are the Almighty God and we will become perfect. Lord, continue to rebuke and chasten your church and your people.
让你在教会中，在我们的心中，你来掌权做王。
so that you in our hearts, in your church, reign.
我们能够与你一同坐席，现在我们就能够享受你。
So now, even now, we can enjoy you and dine with you.
直到你再来的时候。
Until the time when you return.
主啊，坚固我们的信心。
Lord, strengthen our faith.
我们也深相信神的应许无论多少。
And we are deeply convinced that as many as are the promises of God,
在基督里都是是的。
In Christ, they are yes.
感谢主，都是阿们的。
And thank the Lord that in Christ they are amen.
都要成就在你教会和圣徒的身上。
They will all be accomplished among your saints in the church.
愿我们主坚固我们到底。
Oh Lord, may you establish us firmly toward the end.
主，你用福音召我们到这个地步，有一天我们好得着耶稣基督一切的荣耀。
Lord, through the gospel, you have called us to such that one day we will obtain the glory of Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，愿你的话在我们里面成为灵，成为生命。
Lord, may your word become spirit and life within us.
主啊，我们感谢你。虽然这个时代看看自己，看看教会，主啊，但是我们还是以耶和华为欢喜，以救我们的神为快乐。
Lord, even though in this time as we consider ourselves, our church, but still we will rejoice in the Lord and be our soul will be joyful in our God.
主耶和华是我们的力量。
The Lord God is our strength.
主啊，你能使我们的腿快若母鹿的蹄，能够硬心在高处。
You will make our leg as the leg of hind, and we will walk on the level ground.
主啊，你的话成就，让你能够得着荣耀。
Let your word be accomplished, so you will be glorified.
主，听孩子的祷告，我们仰望等候，圣耶稣基督的宝贝的名。
Hear your child's petition, we hope.For and we wait for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.